Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services knows the LRP.
The LRP goes off the market every single day, so prices change with LRP every afternoon as soon as we get that closing price.
And now's the time that you can make Livestock Risk Services your agent.
So if someone is wanting to look at changing livestock agents, they need to fill out a transfer application by June 30th at the latest, because July 1 is the start of the 2025 livestock year. With Livestock Risk Services, we specialize in LRP. It's our bread and butter.
Learn more by going to livestockriskservices.com.
Well, USDA has recently proposed some changes to the Packers and Stockyards Act in an attempt to promote fairness for poultry farmers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talks about why the agency is wanting this change.
Well, this is really designed to make sure that the playing field is level between the producer and the integrator. Obviously, we want people to continue to have an opportunity to grow and raise and ultimately profit from poultry. But to do so, they need to make sure that they go into these relationships eyes wide open, which is why we ask for additional transparency and additional information, if you will, so that farmers can make informed choices. And then once we're in the system, we really would like to be able to have farmers rely on a base pay. A guarantee, if you will, of the amount that will actually be paid.
He says that farmers don't always get that base pay.
What we've seen in the marketplace is that farmers think they had that base pay, that guaranteed baseline, if you will, and that the tournament system would allow them to increase the payment with certain steps and criteria. Well, the problem was that in some cases, folks were basically docking or reducing that base pay, which put the farmers in quite a difficult circumstance. So the new rule basically says we want folks to have the ability to be guaranteed, if you will, of that base pay. And then if there are additions, we want to make sure that those are determined in a fair and impartial way, that some producers are not given an unfair advantage, if you will, to gain those additional payments. So it's really just about fundamental fairness and making sure that farmers are treated fairly and there's a balanced approach in that relationship.
Once again, that's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack with his attempt to make some proposed changes to the Packers and the Stockyards Act. Well, taking a look at the U.S. Crop Progress Report, winter wheat headed nationwide is at 97%, harvested at 40%, and the conditions rated 52% good to excellent, 33% fair, and 15% poor to very poor. Corn emerged around 97%. Corn conditions for the U.S., 69% good to excellent, 24% fair, and 7% poor to very poor. For Oklahoma, winter wheat harvested is at 95% right now. Conditions, 61% good to excellent, 27% fair, and 12% poor to very poor. Corn silking now at 31%. The corn conditions, 66% good to excellent, 29% fair, and 5% poor to very poor. Sorghum planted now at 91%. Conditions, 60% good to excellent, 37% fair, and 3% poor to very poor. And then for your cotton, 91% has been planted. Cotton conditions in Oklahoma rated 75% good to excellent, 21% fair, and 4% poor to very poor.
You've got farm news.
Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, an important tool for producers. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
Now is the time, between now and June 30th, to get that application signed with that agent that you want to do business with for this next year. So we're taking applications for the 2025 LRP crop year. But remember, that change date is June 30th, the end of this month, to get that new application on file with the agent that you choose to do business with.
To learn more about LRP, contact Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services or the Apache Farmers Co-op. They are an equal opportunity lender. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.